If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we have the homily from Pentecost Sunday, and this is the time that we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. But Pope Leo XIII called for us to renew that every year. And so, in fact, that's the way I've always treated Pentecost. One of the things I'm going to talk about is the bit of the history, because one of the things I'm going to mention is 500 years ago, we were in the midst of the Protestant Reformation. And if you think about it, if it wasn't for the Protestant Reformation, we would not be speaking English here in the United States. Think that one through. And how do I know? Well, because it's because of the Protestant Reformation, everything that happened, all the little events that started then, that you had people who are seeking a new way of living their faith come to Plymouth, Massachusetts, and later others come to Boston, whereas otherwise it would have been strictly coming to us from Spain, and therefore the predominant language in our country would be Spanish, because you wouldn't have had the people leaving Europe to start living their religion the way they wanted to here in the United States, from the Puritans in Boston, the Pilgrims in Massachusetts. Of course, obviously, maybe even an economic way, they would have gone to Virginia, which we know how all that started. But you see that even possibly Pennsylvania, because William Penn was Amish, and if you didn't have the Protestant Reformation, you wouldn't have the Amish. So it's kind of an interesting thing to think of, and you'll see how I'm going to bring some of that in light of the readings and the reality of what it is we're celebrating when we celebrate Pentecost. So let's turn over to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.
It's Pentecost Sunday, and here it is in this very special, powerful day where we remember the Holy Spirit coming down upon the apostles. But we also have to remember what St. John Chrysostom said: the same Holy Spirit that came upon the apostles came upon each and every one of you at your baptism and confirmation. So it's a powerful day to remember, and it's a day that we also want to call for always a renewal of the Holy Spirit. But we're living during an interesting time. Certainly the church has been going through a difficult time over the past 20 years. And I said 20 years ago, the Lord is purifying his church because he's going to need a stronger church in the future, because things are going to get very difficult. And things are, in a lot of ways. But we also want to look at this from another perspective as well. What if everything that's happening in the church, in the world, is happening through the hand of God? What if this is God doing this? Now, we want to look at that for a reason. There's an interesting symbol in Ezekiel. It's the symbol where Ezekiel is called by God, and he looks over at some dry bones. And the Lord calls him to prophesy over dry bones. So dry bones are an ancient symbol. First of all, you take the Jewish law at the time, and there's, for every Jewish law, well, how do I put this? There were the same amount of Jewish laws as there are bones in the body. So what's happening is that's a symbol that the community had lost the spirit. In other words, they had lost the spirit to the point where they were focused on the law. And that happens. It's not so much God took it away, it's just people ended up getting super focused on the law, and that's what happens. You end up with people following very simple rules. And the problem is that we're called to live by the spirit of the law, which is a deeper call. Then we see Jeremiah, where the Lord leads Jeremiah to see a potter, and this potter is making a pot out of clay, and he gets so far and doesn't work out so well, and then he just throws it away, takes the clay and remolds it. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, I can do that as well with my people. And then we look at Jesus, and Jesus is speaking to the people who are then really focused on the law, and he's saying to them over and over again, you've lost the spirit of the law. You're just following these rules, and you don't care about the humanity. You've lost the spirit of the law. And with that, we see about 2 months later, we start to see that the Holy Spirit comes upon the apostles to lead God's people in a whole new direction and open up to the Gentiles, which had been predicted all along. And so we're seeing that very powerful moment that begins and continues to today. We are living in the time of the Spirit. But we also want to look at something else. Watts Wexler, who was a famous futurist. A futurist does not look into a crystal ball. A futurist is a sociologist who looks at past trends and predicts the future. And he was pretty good at it. In 2000, he wrote a book called The 500-Year Delta that says every 500 years is a major change in society. And he talked about what was coming in the future. People would find a loss of privacy. People would spend huge amounts of money to live in privacy. There would be a chip that would be used that would interact with the brain. A lot of things that he predicted would come just following trends. Well, let's take that idea, the 500-year delta, and go back 500 years. What was going on? Well, exactly 500 years ago, the Protestant Reformation was raging. In 1517, Martin Luther nailed some theses, 95 theses, on the Wittenberg Cathedral door. And with that began the Protestant Reformation. And he made some statements of what changes should be made. Some of them he was dead on right about, others, not so much. And the church responded in the way the church responds very well, and that is circle the wagons. And what it did, what she did at the time, was form the Council of Trent. And the Council of Trent, of course, defined what it is that we actually believe. This is what we believe, and those people, and the way they phrased it was interesting. This is what we believe, and if you don't believe this, be cast out. And it was a very strict way of phrasing it. And if you look in the documents of the Council of Trent, you will see that. The term they used in Latin was anathema sit. Sit means be. Be anathema. And that's what they did. Or the way they also would do it is, if you believe X, Y, and Z, be anathema. So it was very the strict term defining what we believe, and that was the church in a very powerful way, and it actually became a way that a lot of people were actually humanize it for about 400 years. The past 100 years, there's been, again, the loss of the spirit. There's been that following the law. There's been that rules and a loss of a sense of prayer. And over the past several years, some people in the church have been saying, we've got to bring the spirit, really get back into the Holy Spirit, including Cardinal Sarah. In 1960, Pope John the 23rd said, we need to open up the windows of the church to the Spirit. And with that began the Vatican II Council. Councils usually take about 50 years to shake out, and that's what's happened. And now, here we are, roughly at that time where it's time to look at where the church is calling us, and the church where the Holy Spirit is calling us. And so this is a very special time to be open to where the Holy Spirit is calling us and be open to the Holy Spirit leading us in a new way to become that powerful community that the Lord is calling all his church to be. And so this is where we are today. Over the past week, we have been praying, and at Mass, we've been praying the call for the Holy Spirit to come upon his people here in the parish. So if you have one of these with you, you're welcome. And if not, just listen along and say amen at the end and join me in a prayer for the calling of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who has instructed the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may have a right judgment in all things and evermore rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord.
The voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we also, at 3:16, appear at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, you heard the homily, and this is an important time for us to realize as people in the faith where the Lord is taking us, especially in light of the possibility Delta, as Watts Wexler wrote about some time ago. So, anyway, we're looking at that, and we can continue our week. We're going to be back here tomorrow talking about something completely different. But in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. And as I said, now that we're in ordinary time, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.